Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the weekend. Happy, happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 6:06. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Well, the answer is always yes. Bass drum. Work that snare and hi-hat. The weekend is here, my friends. Thank you for having us along your morning. Hopefully, maybe get a little coffee, something else to wake you up. I myself am under heavy withdrawal from the influence of Adderall.
Yes, he is.
Yes. So my focusing will be, not
limited.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'll be doing, searching for words all morning. Not good.
It's Friday. Come on.
But when you do this for a living, it's kind of like,
Words. Yeah. Words, speaking, words. English, those kind of things.
Stringing words together,
yes,
making sense of them.
Then sentences.
No, but wait a second.
Yeah.
I think that me without Adderall puts me in a category of being like a vice president. Kamala Harris never put a whole sentence together that made sense. There could be an even brighter future for me.
You could be the next Joe Biden.
Well, wait a second now.
Oh, that's gone.
No, let's.
We didn't say dementia. We
just throw that
off
back.
Of Adderall.
Oh, my goodness. Well, look, there is a lot going on this weekend locally. You got the Watermelon Festival, Newberry. That goes on basically all day tomorrow. You've got an event in Marion County, Ocala, dedication of the Military Services Flag Display Plaza, an Eagle Scout project. Nicholas Eggers from Marion County Boy Scout Troop 72. So that is at 9 a.m. with a dedication ceremony and a formal presentation of Eagle Scout designation. And, of course, the Watermelon Festival in Newberry. That's a big deal. You're talking parades, you're talking bounce houses, you're talking beauty pageants.
Watermelon, yes.
And all kinds of vendors, I'm sure, set up. But it's a big deal, and they've been celebrating this since 1946.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's a big deal.
So for 80 years. They didn't say it's the 80th. So I'm wondering if there was maybe a year or two where they didn't do
COVID?
It. I'm just guessing.
Maybe COVID?
Could be. The only thing I otherwise think of is like 9/11, but that this time of year probably wouldn't have been impacted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think. I don't know.
There's one area that we've had the conversation in the past that you kind of looked at me like as a little crazy, and that's salt on watermelon.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not that I am unfamiliar with it. In fact, I've used it before as a kid.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody had to sample it and try it. I'm not opposed to it completely.
But some people are either the for or against kind of thing. So.
And what's the purpose? Obviously, you get kind of a salty and sweet taste together. Is that it?
Well, I think the taste buds kind of respond a little different to it. And I'll do it on apples, too. And it takes away a little, if it's a tart apple, it just seems to kind of calm that a little bit.
Now, see, now that I have to say, I'm not familiar with salt on an apple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You slice it up, a little salt on
salt it. Salt on a tomato or tomato slice.
Absolutely.
Salt on a boiled egg.
Which I don't eat boiled eggs anyway.
You don't at all? You don't like them?
No.
I can tell you this, eating them without salt is, for whatever reason, much more difficult, and it may have something to do with the salt releasing the saliva.
And just kind of
Helping to break it down.
Yeah. So it's not as otherwise,
like, it is. Gets kind of pasty in your mouth.
It's like when your dog has something in their teeth they can't get rid of.
They're doing that extra chew with the tongue and all that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
I get it.
All right, we're on the same page.
Yeah, watermelons, yes.
I'm going to say someone's name, and you are going to react to it.
Okay.
That happens. Not just you,
that happens
everybody.
A lot. Yeah.
Now, but this guy, James Comey.
Ugh. That's my rep.
James Comey.
Yeah.
Just yesterday, I was talking about watching the documentary of Martha Stewart. Mm-hmm. And you know, they really had a flimsy case. The only reason they went after her is because she was their trophy. She was the trophy. Remember, she didn't get indicted for insider trading. She got indicted for lying to the FBI. Mm-hmm. And they actually gave her a prison sentence. And you know who was behind that whole thing? Was James Comey. That was one of his stepping stones, stepping on the back and the neck of somebody who was highly successful to make a name for himself.
Right.
And so that James Comey, who we know is just as slippery and shady as the worst of any politician, and to be the FBI director, just not a good thing. And so recently, he's getting more attention because he put out an Instagram post that called to 8647, the 47 clearly being President Donald Trump.
Right.
8647. Why don't you, 86 that burger and bring me the chicken sandwich instead? You know, eliminate that. Get rid of it. Reject. Turn away. 86 it. Throw it in the trash. Hey, why don't you 86 that and we'll work on a new copy?
Right.
I think people are pretty familiar with that term. That, I mean, this guy's a former FBI director.
Yeah.
If anybody would have a sensitivity to threats made against a high-level official, he would be sensitive to that. In other words, he has a great understanding of that beyond what a lot of people would.
Well, he's one who should be going after someone who might insinuate that.
Exactly.
There's irony for you.
Yeah. Comey shared a photo of a shell formation on the beach appearing as 8647. So it's a shell formation. In other words, he's not putting it out in actual letters. He can say, well, I don't know, that was just a bunch of shells. What a shady, slimy guy this is.
Yeah.
While the phrase 86 doesn't inherently mean violence, it allegedly originated as a restaurant term. Greg looked it up, and it has some military connotations and stuff, too.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch if you go down the list. But it seems to show up more of like casinos, restaurants, of kicking somebody out and getting rid of them. You know,
changing
them
your order, 86 the mayonnaise. People immediately criticized the post. Yeah, it does imply some level of violence, possibly. Look, what's the perception to those that are not maybe 100% with it? That's the key.
Yes.
In other words, you know the average person, you could say really bad things and to do really bad things, and most people are going to go, wow, what a weirdo, and they're going to move on. But there's going to be a certain segment that is going to be, that's going to be another straw or another kind of thing is like, yes, I'm getting the message. Eliminate 47. And he knows that.
He's a smart guy.
Yes.
He knows what he's doing.
It's smart, but slimy as all get out.
Yeah, stupid at the same time.
Yeah, and Comey deleted it, I guess fairly quickly. I don't know what the timetable was, but he did delete it. I posted earlier a picture of some shells I saw today on a beach walk. You lying sack. There you know right away. I was on a beach walk. Shut up. Which I assumed were a political message.
Yeah.
I didn't realize some folks associate those numbers with violence. It never occurred to me, but I oppose violence of any kind, so I took the post down. What? Are you kidding me? What does he think? We're 12 years old? You know, I might have been born at night, but I wasn't born last night.
Oh, I believe anything he says.
It's so...
Yeah.
It's ugly is what it is. And you know what it is? It goes back to, really, evil is what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Current FBI Director Kash Patel said that his department was made aware of the post and was in communication with the Secret Service. We're aware of the recent tweet by the former FBI Director James Comey. We are in communication, et cetera, et cetera. Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, also said in a statement on X that James Comey should explain himself on what he meant due to the two previous assassination attempts on the president's life. Yeah, is it cryptic? Not to me. It's pretty obvious. I'm telling you, Trump derangement syndrome, unfortunately, not only is it alive and well, it might even be getting worse. 6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally get your podcasts. And you just click on subscribe and you'll never miss a minute of the show. Ton of stuff to get to. Happy Friday. I'm going to tell you what I'll be up to tomorrow next on 97.3 The Sky.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere.
Applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Yeah! Pump it up. It is Friday, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 6:22, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, National Police Week. Thank you, law enforcement, for all you do. J.D. Vance, the vice president, honors fallen officers. One of the things that he did yesterday. So this will be, I guess, theoretically the last day of National Police Week. We've mentioned it a few times. We can never give enough thanks. Good law enforcement officers are golden. They are golden. Thank you for what you do. Hey, I've got plans this weekend, and I want to invite you to come along and join me. There is some mouthwatering barbecue involved. It's the 24th annual Gainesville Harley-Davidson Hog Roast, and it is going on tomorrow from 11 to 4. I will definitely be there helping to host everything. And you know who else will definitely be there? Sweet Meats Butcher Shop. This is a locally owned barbecue. They do it upright. I mean, it's a whole hog and all the fixings. So you know it is going to be fantastic. Live music, Brantford Highway, games and prizes, fun for the family, and proceeds benefit the Rotary Club of Gainesville. So come on out to Gainesville Harley-Davidson for a good time, a good cause, and I will be there. Please say hello. And I don't know. Who knows? Maybe if you play your cards right, you might end up on a couple of wheels and enjoying that whole experience. And so, yeah, there'll be folks on hand that can guide you in that direction. Absolutely. All right. Yeah, and there are a lot of other things going on this weekend as well. But the nice thing about this is, you know, you can pop in for a little bit, check it out, hang out, enjoy some barbecue, and then, you know, maybe roll on to some of the other great events that are happening. I'm troubled by James Comey, a former FBI director, posting to Instagram 8647. You know, get rid of 47, meaning Trump. 86 him, get rid of him. And he did it in a kind of a even slimier, sneakier way than one would think. There were shells on a beach put in a position to look like those numbers. He put it out on Instagram. James Comey, the former FBI director. And I don't, you know, what kind of law did he break? You know, how do you put those pieces together? Well, he knows. That would be very difficult. But if you think that it didn't mean much, you're wrong. Tulsi Gabbard weighed in on it as she was on with Jesse Waters. He said, are you buying that the former FBI director didn't know what 86 Trump meant? Tulsi Gabbard responded, absolutely not, Jesse. This is a ridiculous and insane statement to make, certainly within the context, but especially coming from a guy who's the former director of the FBI, a guy who spent most of his career prosecuting mobsters and gangsters, people who know and execute other humans and use the exact lingo of 86. Comey himself admitted in his follow-up message that he knew that this was a political statement. Well, the only reason he knew that, Jesse, was because a little over a month ago, a bunch of anti-Trump, anti-Elon Musk protesters were proliferating the use of this 8647 slogan, which, of course, is a veiled call to action to murder the sitting president of the United States. So for Comey to think that we, the American people, are so stupid as to think he, as a former FBI director, former prosecutor, and someone who clearly pays attention to what's going on, would believe his lie that he didn't know what this was actually calling for. The dangerousness of this cannot be underestimated, especially when we've had two assassination attempts on this president's life. When are people who look to guys, when we have people who look to guys like Comey, who've been celebrated by MSNBC and the Democrat elite, and CNN as a beacon of integrity, the law and order guy, the guy who would tell the truth no matter what the consequences, that's how he tries to build himself up as, this guy who's issuing a hit on President Trump. That's from Tulsi Gabbard. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Donnie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bob. You know, these people just are not as smart as anybody thinks, but if you remember, Comey testified before Congress about the dossier. And when they asked him about the origins of the dossier, he went back to the, he thought originally that it was Republican Oppo that started this, which is a completely false story. So this guy has already lied to Congress once. I say they should charge him on something, anything. Charge him with lying to the FBI when they interview him. That's how he got everybody during the Russia collusion hoax. Just lying. If they don't think you're telling the truth, they can charge you. Let him run through some of the money he's got stockpiled and pay for a legal defense. That's what they did. The only way it stops is if we do the same.
Yeah, and he has no excuse for that. He knows exactly what it means. And you say get rid of or whatever. But look, Trump can't run for another term. So what would 86 mean otherwise? Yeah. To eliminate, which is part of the definition. And when you have a bunch of lefties promoting that 8647 slogan, you know exactly what he's doing. Look, this guy is smart. He is calculating. He is slimy. And at his core, I believe him to be completely evil. Yeah, and he's one of many, unfortunately. Many still wield power in D.C., that giant swamp and slime bucket that it is. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Other than that, it's awesome. No, truly, it is Friday. There's a lot of good things happening. I'll share that with you as well right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere,
applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Good morning and welcome and happy Friday. The weekend is here. It is 6:38. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
All right. We've got a lot going on, and we always do.
Yes.
All right. We've always got a lot to talk about. I was just putting my promo together already.
What?
Can you believe it? Yes.
Come on.
Yeah.
Well, it's Friday. You must be heading out quickly today.
Trump, well, other than the boss having a very quick conversation with
us. Well, it'll just be 2 points and won't take but just a moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
This will be so easy.
Oh, and so quick.
We're making fun of our boss, and he's awesome. And
hopefully he's out walking the dog and not listening.
Exactly. Here's my promo.
Okay.
Trump keeps winning, and the left gets uglier and more evil. Like 8647 coming from a former FBI director. Sick.
Might be a little long.
I knew you'd say that.
I know.
Greg's the one's got to edit the whole thing down to like 10 seconds, uh-huh. which is generally not an easy feat. He makes it look easy. And he rarely ever makes me do it again.
Oh, I try not to.
I can
fix it more than make you re.
Yeah, which is, I go, you want me to do that again? No.
I'll make it work. I'll make it work.
He is the audio Photoshop master.
I do what I can.
The audio shop, I guess we'd call
yes.
it.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yes. By the way, the top story in my mind, really, there's a couple of them, but one of them has to be how the left is getting uglier. You've already had attempts on Donald Trump's life. And here you have a former FBI director posting this thing on Instagram with like shells that are laid out on a beach to say 8647. Now, I have to tell you that I know what that means, but I have not been really totally familiar that many in the left have picked up on that.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually Tulsi Gabbard that kind of tipped me off to that this is something that anti-Trump, anti-Elon Musk protesters were starting to use, this 8647 slogan. 86 means to get rid of, to eliminate, you know, to eject, whatever. But
it's not a positive.
No, it is not a positive, and he knows it. And look, he also knows the vernacular and the wording and the kind of language that even like mobsters and other, you know, very dangerous people use.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they say, you know, 86-something, a lot of times it could be a human, and a lot of times that human then is eliminated. He knows that. This guy, look, James Comey, he's a classic narcissist.
Oh, yeah.
Classic narcissist. And that's what this is all about. He loves the attention. He wants to try to make himself, keep himself somewhat relevant. He loved the spotlight. He wrote books. He liked to be the center of attention, all the way from, you know, Martha Stewart to basically letting Hillary off the hook after reading a list, a whole litany of charges against her, and say no reasonable prosecutor would move forward. It is really interesting when you use that verbiage, and then you opposed to when he was a little bit younger in his career, when he was just a prosecutor. He went after Martha Stewart. And it's interesting that he makes the case in almost the exact opposite way they do with Hillary. Basically, all they got her for was for lying. And the only reason they went after her is because she was considered like a trophy. And what would feed the narcissist any more than getting the trophy?
Yep.
And that's what he did. And can you imagine being proud of yourself that you took this woman down at the time, I think the wealthiest woman in the world, and you took her down and destroyed her career for something that there still was no real proof that she did insider trading. While you know thousands of people get away with it every day.
Oh, you mean Congress?
That's a good part of who I was referring to.
Nancy Pelosi, for instance. Yeah.
Well, they've all done it. I mean, you don't go in making $175,000 a year and coming out with a net worth that's in the millions. It just doesn't happen that way, naturally, shall we say, naturally. All right. So anyway, yeah, Comey is one of the top stories. I'm glad that that Tulsi Gabbard did not mince words. She is the director of national intelligence. We need strong people like her. I mentioned the other day, I think it was yesterday, in fact, that she got two people out of the swamp and fired them. Michael Collins, acting chair of the council, this National Intelligence Council, and Maria Lang-Rykoff, who served as Collins' deputy. These are considered two very slimy, lefty, agenda-driven characters that were, you know, part of the National Intelligence Council, and she's gotten rid of them. Gone. Goodbye. That's critical. That's important. She is absolutely, it appears to be, doing her job. J.D. Vance, what's he up to? Well, he has honored America's fallen law enforcement officers yesterday at the 44th Annual Peace Officers Memorial Service at the U.S. Capitol. He was the keynote speaker of the memorial, which was attended by family, friends, and colleagues of officers who had lost their lives in the line of duty. This all correlates with it being National Police Week. We appreciate law enforcement, their efforts, their willingness to put their lives on the line. And for those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, I'm glad that we have a Vice President, J.D. Vance, that truly recognizes that. In America, we honor the men and women who recognize the value of a peaceful, orderly society and who have chosen to devote their lives to preserving, as the President said, that fragile barrier between civilization and chaos. Today, we mourn those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the line of duty. It is 6:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Grandpa again? Donald J. Trump celebrating. Details on the way. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Tariffflation. Tariffflation refuses to happen. Details on the way. 6:50 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning and welcome. Happy, happy Friday. Wah! Wah!
Who's that?
Little baby.
Oh, yeah?
Little baby boy.
Oh.
Yep.
I got you.
And also the first daughter of Tiffany Trump, 31.
Nice.
And, yep, she delivered a sweet little baby boy, Alexander Trump Bulos, and they're very, very happy. The president is very, very happy.
Wow, a president that recognizes all of his grandchildren.
Versus the previous one that, yeah, yes. Didn't want to. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this is a wonderful thing. And,
that's
and
nice.
So Trump has 5 grandchildren from Donald Jr., and his ex-wife, 3 from his daughter Ivanka and Jared, and 2 from his son Eric and his wife Lara. See, here's the thing. The left, they hate that. They hate that mm-hmm. this man is a father and a grandfather.
You mean human?
Yes. They and of course that ruins a lot of, you know, the kinds of things that they try to say about him.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, why is he doing this? Is he doing this for wealth? No. In fact, his businesses have suffered to some extent. And he doesn't even take a paycheck for it. Is he doing it for power? I don't know. He was a billionaire before. I'd say he had a lot of power and didn't have to take any of the slings and arrows. In fact, everybody loved him. And once he ran as a Republican, about 50% of the people decided they hated him. Even people that were supposedly his friends.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like Oprah. So anyway, this is just another one of those reminders that he is doing this for his family and for their future. Not in a personal way, but in a way so all of us, with all of our children and hopefully grandchildren at some point, so they can benefit, so they can inherit a great America. Now, that makes way too much sense, so the left doesn't understand it at all. Now, tariffflation. As you can probably guess, that would be a combination of tariffs creating inflation. But you know what? What's that? It's not happening. Do you remember how they kept saying, a tariff is a tax. The American people are already paying high prices. They're going to pay higher prices. It's going to hurt Americans. It's going to hurt consumers. They kept echoing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept saying, no, sometimes it is absorbed by one side or the other, the company. Sometimes they do have to extend the rise in cost to the product price. But it's not a definite. It's not definitive. April's inflation reports were supposed to show the U.S. consumers were bearing the burden of Trump's new tariffs, the 10% universal duty on imports and targeted higher rates on dozens of countries took effect April 2nd. That gave a full month for cost pressures to show up. And they didn't. They didn't. It was another nothing burger from the left,
Imagine the naysayers.
A Wall Street analyst thought consumer price index would rise 0.3%, but it edged up 0.2%. That's after prices fell in March and rose just 0.2% in February. On a three-month annualized basis, inflation is running at 1.2%.
Wow.
Yes.
That's pretty amazing.
It is amazing when Bozo Biden had it at, what, 9% at one time? Or maybe even higher? The producer price index, the PPI, for final demand was expected to rise 0.2%. Instead, on Tuesday, Department of Labor said PPI fell 0.5% in April, the sharpest monthly decline since the early pandemic period. Wow. I mean, basically, tariffs are not producing any kind of inflationary pressures or rises in costs.
Nice.
The market has regained its footing, and that's huge. Again, there's still going to be volatility. Not everything is set in place. There's a lot of moving parts still going on, but they're all positive. But the naysayers and the lefties, they just, of course, can't stand it. It's sad that they don't get to enjoy what is shaping up.
They just can't help themselves, can they?
No, they really can't. Yep. All right. So things are looking good. It is Friday. And the president has just really been crushing it on his tour. I the latest totals, I think, is something like, I don't know, $7 trillion, or is it even higher than that, of the amount of people that are going to be investing in the U.S. The amount of business is, it's huge. I'll dig up the actual numbers. Also, FBI Director Kash Patel issued a fiery warning after the Bureau disrupted a mass shooting plot at a military base that was on behalf of ISIS. Yep. We'll dig into that a little bit as well. Good morning and welcome and happy Friday. It is the Bob Rose Show, available on podcast wherever you normally download your podcast. Click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show. Greg Cassidy is here as well, and we have plenty more going on right here. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Happy weekend.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.